Hey, babe. How is work? That bad, huh? Oh, I'm trying to wrap the stair spindles in tinsel, but it's kind of falling apart on me, and I'm making a mess. I know you reluctantly helped me decorate the house the other day, but could you do me one more favor and hold that end of the tinsel for me? I'm sorry. I know you must have had a rough day, and I know you just want to relax, but this'll only take like a second. Hey, I'm not trying to force these decorations down your throat. If I did, you'd be shitting glitter. You know, you've been really grumpy lately. Does that have anything to do with this general holiday? Yeah? Do you want to talk about it? Well, I suppose I can at least help you take off your coat. You did just come in. Let's sit on the couch and we can talk about it. I want to know why I'm dating a Grinch. Oh, there's a whole ass list. Well, go ahead. Work. Yeah. That makes sense. They work you and literally everyone else to the bone during the holiday season. I don't think I can refute that. The music? Okay, agree to disagree. You have clearly never heard Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'll make you listen to them later. It is a holiday funded through corporate greed. I'm not going to argue with that. But doesn't that apply to all holidays in some way? No point. Okay, that one was heavy. Is there something you're upset about now, or just bad past Christmases? Maybe I have been insensitive. I practically indoctrinated you to live in this festive funhouse without really knowing how this holiday affected you. I mean, this is our first Christmas living together, and I was excited. I don't want to force you to enjoy this with me. I know this holiday isn't for everyone, whether it's for personal or religious reasons, and that's totally fine. If you want, we can tone down the holiday cheer in the future. But can I at least tell you why I love Christmas? I too have a list. Going back to the songs, even though the overly played ones can be repetitive, they're still nostalgic, and because they're so well known, it's easy to sing along with other people. And, I like the smells, you know, like pine and sugar cookies. I know this is not winning you over, but the other day, decorating! I love decorating. I love unboxing the ornaments every year. It's like opening a treasure chest. Yes, spiders are a part of the treasure. Not to mention all these extra holiday-themed blankets we unpacked with everything else. We can be festive burritos. I like our miniature hyper-realistic Santa statue that you swear is cursed. It did not blink at you. Okay, if anything, we have a guardian angel now because Santa's never hurt you. Moving on. I love our nativity scene. Yep. The one where we lost baby Jesus during the move, so we replaced him with a lima bean that has a smiley face on it. I have no idea how I inherited that set. You know, I've never been very religious. Maybe we could sell the rest of the figures to an antique shop and replace everyone else with other various beans. And then during holiday dinner, we can taunt them and eat green bean casserole in front of them. You know, show them that we're gods among men. Hey, I like green bean casserole. And the food, sure. I may make the mashed potatoes lumpy, but who wants to eat just mush? It's about finding an equal ratio between lumps and the mash. Last but not least, the presents. Oh, sweetie. That's what this is about? Do you feel pressured to get me some super awesome expensive gift, and you don't want to disappoint me because you know how much I love this holiday? And you didn't want to admit it because you'd know I'd say something cliche like, it's the thought that counts. Can I tell you a secret? I haven't always loved Christmas. Surprising, I know, it's practically a personality trait of mine at this point. But there was a time when I was younger. I was in a rough spot. Maybe you can relate. I was just so envious of everyone else. Not at the stuff they got. I mean, maybe a little bit, but just at their happiness, you know? Everyone was so jolly. People glow this time of the season, and it practically blinded me. I felt like I didn't belong in a world filled with joy. And I was mad. I was so mad that it didn't feel as magical as it did when I was a kid. But I got through it. Time passed, and by the next Christmas, I realized what my favorite part of Christmas is. And that is at the end of every year, no matter what bullshit life threw at me, I know, I get to celebrate it all over again next year with the people I love most. Christmas for me has never been one day. It's a collection of days, of memories that made me happy. Memories that I know I can relive every year so long as I have someone to share it with. Like you, I get to make the same cookies, watch the same lame movies, and I get to hear you swear up a storm again as I wash the pine needles out of your hair. Have I been talking too much? You make a good point. Maybe I should shut up. This isn't a Hallmark movie. Those movies are always so predictable and rated PG. Honestly, those movies could use a rating boost. It would be much more interesting if the main characters fucked like a couple of animals. I guess we could compromise. I should stop using this holiday as an emotional crutch, and you need to pull the icicle out of your ass and allow me to have some fun. What kind of fun? Well, I'm Sure, you can use your imagination. But as I recall, only good boys and girls get what they want. What can I say? I like this holiday, so as a rule of thumb, I must also like cliches. You never let me finish my spiel about presents. I like them because they remind me of the person who gave it to me. You know what? I think I know what I want you to get me for Christmas. I want mistletoe. The plastic, reusable type you get at Walmart. If you want, it can be the only decoration I put up every year from here on out. I can just make some new memories. I'll hang it in the same spot right above the door. And when you come home from the job that wants to suck the life out of you, I'll be there to give you a kiss. Or we could be more creative with the tradition. Why just kiss under the mistletoe when we can fuck instead, hmm? Something to look forward to next year.